What I wanted them to take away from the Visiting the St. Helena project was that we're working really hard to develop new rootstocks that will facilitate the new production systems that were shown off at the second site at the Gapaway Groves. And so what do we need? Rootstock improvement is a real daunting task because there's a list of attributes a mile long you have to have in a new rootstock to make it competitive in the commercial world. So you need to have resistance to blight, tolerance of Tristeza virus, tolerance to Phytophthora, Diaprepes complex, nematode resistance. It has to be able to grow in different soils. But now, in order to function in these new production systems, you also need tree size control because we want trees that max out between 9 and 12 feet tall so we can use overhead sprayers and apply mechanical harvesting if we need to maximize our cold protection, make it simplify the harvest even by manual labor where you wouldn't have to use ladders. You're planting at a high density. You're trying to move up the amount of time it takes before you're making a profits. Traditionally, it's been around 5 years. We'd like to get that up to a good profit in the third year. So the rootstock also has to grow fast in the field, but start producing fruit early on during the third year, and the fruit quality has to be really good. So the rootstock influences all of these traits. We're learning a lot about the genetics that we need to accomplish all of these things. So at St. Helena, we've got a number of candidates that are doing nearly all of these things, and we want the growers to see very young trees producing high-quality fruit on these rootstocks, might want to test some of them in their own operations so we can move along and get them commercialized and really nail down which ones are best for these new production systems. Now that we have the greening disease crisis in the state, we're also looking at a rootstock effect on possibly reducing the frequency of infection in the field. And then once trees do get infected, reducing the severity of the symptoms so that you can still keep the tree productive even though it's, you know, carrying a titer of the greening bacterium. So we're seeing anecdotal evidence that rootstock is influencing both of these. And of course, we want to nail down the genetics behind that, which rootstocks are actually giving us the best response in preventing establishment of infection. And again, reducing the severity of infections once they happen. So all of this will contribute to new production systems, getting trees into production earlier, producing high-quality fruit, and then being able to sustain the high-density plantings where they're going to continue to make money for the growers year after year after year, even in a greening endemic world.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.